Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's get back into this message series with Pastor Rogers. Let's go back into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
I just want to date somebody. Oh, yeah, you do, until they start showing their bones. Start showing the bones out here. They start showing who they really are. It starts coming out in the midst. All of a sudden, what they said to you was not really real. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you got to walk past all these bones to find the right one. And I can assure you that when God, who created all things, put these bones together, he didn't say, let's see. Here's a female bone, and here's a male bone. Isn't it amazing that when the word was spoken, that all the Bible says, all the bones came to his bone. And there was a noise and a rattling and a shaking. I say, God, I'm not the pastor of all the other churches in this town. I'm the pastor of this one. I get the privilege of doing that. And my prayer is, let there be a shaking. Let there be a rattling. Let the bones come together. The bones that are supposed to be at Pace, let them come to Pace. The bones that are supposed to get together. We've been talking to you about Team Sunday. Somebody needs to get up and be the leg bone. Well, I don't want to be the leg bone. That's what you're supposed to be. Get in the body and get fitly joined together. And when that happens, all of a sudden, even the skeleton will throw their hands up and say hallelujah. The word is getting the church together. Number three, you got to believe the potential of the word of the Lord. Say that with me. Believe the potential of the word of the Lord. Look at verse number 5 quickly. Verse number 5. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. Behold, I will call. This is before anything. I will cause breath to enter into you and ye shall live. Before these bones collected into a skeletal structure. Ladies and gentlemen, the word was already over the top of its head. Do you know that the word is over the top of your children's head right now? Do you know the word is over the top of your marriage right now? Do you know the word is hovering over the top of your business right now, over the top of your mind? Do you know that people have been so afraid and so worried and so schizophrenic, and children are taking their lives because of the spirit of suicide and what's going on inside of your life? I'll tell you, there's a word that's hanging over the top of your body, over the top of your head, over the top of your family, over the top of your life. And that word is all over me, and it's keeping me alive. They heard their potential before anything else took place. The bones already knew they were going to live. I just want to let you know, my friends, whether you're in the church or out of the church, hear this. Hear this. The church is going to have a revival. The church is going to be the body and the bride of Christ. The church is going to be alive and filled with the Spirit. When Jesus comes again, he's coming back for nothing less than what he left here in the upper room of the book of Acts. The potential was spoken over them before it ever came to pass. Number four, write it down. Don't settle for forms without filling. Forms without filling. And I will lay sinew upon you and bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath into you, and you shall live, and you'll know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. Here he is again. And I prophesied, and there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to the bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came up upon him, and the skin covered them about, but there was no breath in them. The bones started collecting and put together what looks to be like a man. Sinew, skin. They heard it, the bones did, but they were still very dry and lifeless. They heard the shaking, the battle, the moving, the sound, And pieces started coming together. Have you ever made the statement, I feel strength in my bones? You know where that came from? Ezekiel 37. Because when God speaks, that's the time to move, and then the pieces will come together. Pastor, I don't understand all that's going on. You don't have to. When the word comes, move out by faith, and God will cause the pieces to come together. They heard their potential, but there was something else that they needed. The word came first. Faith came next. The word of the Lord, the owner of all things, the King of glory, said, it shall be. Let me go to Israel quickly. Israel could still be a dust bowl. When I stood in one of the shops in the cardio, they call it, in the heart of Jerusalem, and on the wall was a picture of his grandfather, who was one of the first soldiers to come into Jerusalem. They took a picture of what Jerusalem looked like when the first of them arrived, and there was a handful of Jews standing there in the middle of a desert, dry, barren location. But when I flew in to Tel Aviv, you could tell that the desert had bloomed again. When we rode down into Jerusalem and down towards the Dead Sea, there are date palms, farms of them, every kind of citrus and fruit and vegetable that you could ever find anywhere in the world is being grown in Israel. Now, when they were needing to have an import, now they become the exporter. Can I tell you, according to the record of my Jewish guide that is there, Ronnie Nestor, who said that all of Israel will be vaccinated by April of this year, and we will curb all of this COVID. I want you to know something. When it all comes down to it, God has put his hand upon God's chosen people, and he's never retracted his word. What does that mean to me, Pastor? It means that if God kept his word to 1,000 generations from Abraham, then whatever he spoke to you, it shall be what he said. Jesus said in the last days to the church at Laodicea, behold, church, I stand at the door. This describes many a lifeless church. We got form. We got skin. We got the best preacher, the best lights. We got everything. We got no spirit. And I want to say to Hoshe Katarabo Hoshaya, I want to say to this congregation right here, that for more than 88 years, this church has been in existence, and it started in the fire, and we will not go out of this world with anything less than the biggest bonfire that's ever been made in Pace, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a hungry people that are waiting to find where is the fire, and I say, let's not settle for second best with forms and ritual. Let's have God's Spirit blow through us again. Don't settle for forms without the filling. Don't settle for forms without the filling. Don't settle for the forms without the filling, because the word is needed. The word collects, but the wind resurrects. I just love going to a word church. That's good. But the word not mixed with the spirit will leave you dead, lifeless, and alone. The word is exalted on the wings of the dove of the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I can hear the word of the Lord, but it's not made real to me until the Ruach. He said, son of man, prophesy to the bone. Prophesy to these that are slain. These that are slain, prophesy to the wind and command the wind, the Ruach, It almost sounds like the Marine shout, Ruach. But it is the breath of the Almighty. Job said, the breath of the Almighty has given me life. Listen to me, my dear friends. Too many people are settling for settled down church and settled down preaching. And as a result of it, they're scattered to the wind right now. But I believe God is sending a fresh breath of the Holy Spirit. How many of you in this Pace Assembly crowd right now would say, and those of you online, oh, Lord, blow that wind my way. Let me see your hand. Wave at me right now. Because I got news for you. You don't have to wait to get to church to let the breath of the Almighty God blow into your life and resurrect things that are dead. Hear what I'm telling you. The wind, the ruach, he said in verse 10, and I close. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great and mighty army. The breath on these slain made them live. And here's what the Holy Spirit said to me. He said, some of the people you're going to preach to today have had the wind knocked out of them. COVID has come along, knocked the wind. You've been trying to run the race. And you've been trying to do it on your own. And human ability will not survive what's coming. You're going to need the breath of the Almighty. At the moment that you need him the most, I'm trying to serve you. I'm trying to obey you. That's good, but I'm about to put the wind in your sails. Nothing less will do. Nothing less than the wind. Nothing less than the ruach. In fact, he's blowing in this house right now. That's what heaven hears. In the wings of those angels, they hear, holy, 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 holy. And you know what? Whenever you have a move of God on the earth that puts structure in, now's the time for a move and a sound from heaven. And on the day of Pentecost, when they were all come together in one mind and in one accord, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven like as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And cloven tongues like fire set upon them. And all of a sudden, what was dead and lifeless comes alive, an exceeding great and mighty army. I don't want a dead church. I want a pastor, a living army. If you're part of the army of the Lord, get up on your feet and bless the Lord with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Church, God's getting ready to use this house, and he needs your hand and your feet. Lift those hands and bless him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. It's a victorious church without spot and without wrinkle. He said, there's people going to be here today that have had the wind knocked out of them. If you've had the wind knocked out of you, out of your marriage, out of your business, out of your home, I know we're supposed to social distance and all that, and whatever you feel, you can come all around, we'll move all the chairs. But if you've had the wind knocked out of you, God wants me to pray for you today. Get out from where you are and come right here, right now. Stand around this altar.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, Remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.